Yes, Lord. Father God, we love you. God, we love you. You're a good Father. And you keep giving us all that we need for life and godliness. Thank you, God, for visiting us. Thank you, Lord God, for pouring out yourself as you have done over these last few days. As we prepare your heart, our hearts, oh God, for your servant to come and pour more life into us. Give us strength to receive. Amen. Help us to be able to endure and to receive of that which you give from heaven. Amen. Father God, where there is any distraction or separation in our hearts, Father God, over this period, these few minutes, cause our hearts to align. Amen. Cause us to become resolute. Cause covenants to be made. Amen. We take pattern, O God, to that condemned. That condemned one at the cross, O God, who at the very last moment was able to still come into agreement to the Lordship of Christ and the recognition of who he was. And, O Lord God, he was able to say that he would be with him in paradise. Father God, we want to be with you. Father God, so even for everything that is separating us from agreement to your will, even now, I pray in this small moment that every heart shall come in humble submission to your Lordship. Amen. You are. We will not lose this, the reward and inheritance that you are desiring to give to us in this day. We bless your name. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Jeff, I have to celebrate you again. We thank God. I love your heart. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here. Reverend K, we love you. We love you. We thank you for being used. That's going to take a few minutes. And just let's give some reflections. But Reverend Mrs., even yesterday, you demonstrated this humility again after 35 plus years of ministry to recognize a pearl and to say that, look, let's admonish us that this is what we need to give our hearts to. I hope we took pattern from what we heard. Yeah, someone who have journeyed with God for so long is able to still sit under and to receive of Christ a meal that is being served. That is. I hope when I your age, I could have stature like that that could still humbly sit and receive from God. I thank God. It was very instructional to me. It was very instructional. You know, in Matthew 13, if you go to Matthew 13. The thing that came to me yesterday, you know, Matthew 13, 16, it says, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. And it's almost like that scripture was fulfilled in my life yesterday. I sat here and was really excited about the things that were coming from God's throne. But I realized I was blessed. And I couldn't understand. I know I didn't deserve to hear these things. But it was exciting me more than just an excitement in my soul. You know, for the last 3-4 days, we have had life pour into us. Let's just thank God. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for you have found us to be faithful, that you will pour yourself. You see, a man don't cast his pearls before swine. So you are not a God that would cast pearls before swines. So somehow in your mercy, you have found us acceptable. And you have confidence that this that you are pouring out of yourself, that we are able to receive and to give you back fruitfulness. Father, so with sobriety, I receive the engrafted word of righteousness. And I covenant in my heart that I would be fruitful, that I would be diligent, that I will not be negligent, O God, of this engrafting that you are engrafting me, O Lord God, to this your program and agenda in the earth to reveal your glory. Father, in the midst of all the commentary of Canada and society, O Lord God, that you are raising these ones. Father, like Paul sitting in a dungeon, but yet still, O God, scriptures that reveal the mystery of Christ were being etched out, O God, that is giving life to many years to come. So also, Lord God, in this hotel room, as your servant yields himself and pour life into us, O Lord God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for using this tool. We thank you, Jesus Christ, our Lord, for sending your angels. We thank you, Father, for pouring yourself so that we can become a habitation. Yes. Father God, we heard through your word that, oh God, you are sanctifying us by building us. So may that botanical process and that architectural process cause us to be built up, O God, to become that habitation spoken about in Isaiah 66. Come and enthrone yourself. Holy Ghost, beyond the expression of your nature, easy abode inside of our life. Make us all ready for Christ to express himself. Cause us had given an invitation for the Father. Father, Lord God, thank you. For we know that these things are possible. We look to you beyond the redemption from this earth. We look to you, O Lord God, beyond the separation from the adversities of life. We look to you, O God, to become your praise in the earth. And everything that says we cannot arise into these beautiful oaks of righteousness, we cast off these doubts and these fears. Amen. We no longer walk the earth fearing that we will transgress and sin, but we walk with expectation to become the beauty that you have declared through your word. Amen. We say that thing you have declared will find its expression inside of us. Oh God, we are coming to agreement like Caleb and Joshua and say, these things that you have declared, it shall be so. And oh Lord, our time tarries. We lay expectant that we will take that hill country, that we will mount up to those high places and make your name a praise. Father God, I thank you for your servants that you have sent into this land. These young families, these young couples. I thank you for the grace that you have poured upon their life to raise these souls that are in this room and the souls that are listening online. Thank you for the strength that you are giving them. Cause it, O God. Oh, empower them, O God, to continue doing your will. Cause them to continue to walk in love. Amen. Let the bonds of peace continue to be their portion. May every provision in the grace that you have allotted to them be accessible. Amen. So that they could endure, that they can endure, that they can endure. Give them strength in the midst of the adversity. In the contradiction of men. Even while men in darkness may not understand, O God, the pure intents of their heart, may they not lose hope. May they be able to continue to endure and to believe. And to do that which you have commissioned them to do. So that these souls can be presented. As they receive of the grace, O Lord God, as we saw in the early apostles, help them to endure. Cause their spiritual eyes to see. Cause them to become temperate. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you guys will finish the work. I know you will finish the work. I take it as a resource in my spirit because I know there may come a day that I will have to look back to. You know, God brought me here to see this so that it garrisons my heart to believe in a day to come. So I'm just gazing on it, reflecting on it, so I, you know, I could gather strength for a day to come. You know, Reverend Mrs. was standing yesterday. She reminded me of Reverend Helen. And it was almost like, you know, the scripture with Anna, seeing the consolation, you know, and she was rejoicing. And I just said, Father God, you know, also cause me to know that this is possible. If these matriarchs of the faith could be looking at this day and saying, yes, it's blessed, cause me to also, with sobriety, come into agreement. And don't just believe this is a bunch of lovely young people. You know, I could leave here thinking, ah, oh, they're so nice. But this is the expression of God. This is God bringing me close to his nursery and showing me his gold. This is God revealing me sight of his treasure, which is the souls of men that have been purified. So I tread cautiously. I'm scared to talk to some of you. So now I see you coming. I don't want to say the wrong thing. You are God's gold. You are his treasure. He's crafting in this cold place. You know, I heard a guy who was praying one time, probably 3-4 years ago, and he was just talking about, in the deepest part of winter, something is happening in the ground. It's way beyond sight. But that thing that blossoms in spring is taking place way in the bowels of the earth or in a nursery. And when you stand in the summer and you stand below the shade of trees and you see the beauty of the prairies and that kind of stuff, you sometimes don't appreciate what was taking place when it was looking barren, which is the winter, the period. And, you know, there is a beauty that will blossom in this land in a time to come because of what is happening in God's nursery, which is inside of this room. And Reverend K, as a operating in the grace of a wise master builder, is just, you know, trimming, you know, and dealing with these seedlings so tenderly. And I was just sitting there and just saying, God, you're too good. Why are you causing my eyes to see this? But to God be praised. To God be praised. So we're going to receive again from God. And as I said, There is a conduct around the throne that we need to come into agreement with. Yeah? Or we just leave with astonishment. It is easy to forget. People met Jesus Christ, our Lord. I say, look, here is some context. We know Jesus Christ, our Lord, is even greater than our Reverend K. Not so. He's a blessing to us. Well, we agree with that.
Yes, sir.
And there are people who encountered him and forgot.
Wow.
Not so. Yeah. Those letters, they forgot. They didn't come back. Amen? or many people despise them. So do not deceive yourself that you cannot forget. So always be making agreement inside of your heart. Checking yourself every moment. God, help me so that I come into agreement with these things that are being declared. So that I don't miss you. Amen? But we will all cross over. We'll all cross over. We'll all cross over. On that first and second day when I saw Reverend K, when I said, church, the angels were blocking his way and he had to just speak to us. I say, yes, Father God, you don't want any to perish. And it's possible that none is lost. Yeah? There's no Judas Iscariot inside of here. We will all go through. Amen? Amen? None will be lost.
Amen.
But the interesting thing is that there was, you know, the thing that always troubled me is that some of them ran away just before that crucifixion. But he was still confident. So that's an attitude of heart that we need to have. If you see your brother stumble or your sister stumble, do not celebrate. Do not join an a cappella and say, you don't have strength and endurance. Amen? Those apostles, their names are forever written. Some of them disappeared in the epistles. You didn't even see them after the Gospels. But they were chosen for him to pour himself out into so that we can now also receive this engrafted word. Amen? So I want you to encourage each other. I want you to be praying for each other. Amen? As you leave here, look out for each other. Remember each other. Stand with each other. Because we're going to finish together.
Amen.
We're going to finish together.
Amen.
As Mommy said, you didn't find yourself inside of this room by chance. Circumstances aligned itself. I mean, I don't even know what this young man did to get his mommy here. You know? Whether you misbehaved or you behaved well. Whether you ran out of money or I don't know why. But it brought mommy here to here. Amen? So that there's circumstances that brought us all here to here. And we got to just recognize that we got to continue to walk in this. And what I find is really interesting, I was telling the pastors back in London and my wife last night and this morning, the amount of mummies that are here, parents that are here, and it just showed me, I'm just humbled by it. It's so beautiful because, you know, I'm a parent now. So is Jeff. I have to worry about that. As a parent, it's sometimes difficult to receive from your child. But something God has been doing in your lives under these, your pastors, that your parents can come into this room together with you to hear of God, which is the testimony of the beauty of what God is doing. So you guys are raising excellent souls under the grace as you submit and as you walk under the grace. And you parents, I celebrate you for coming inside of here. You are champions. You are champions. When Otito has to carry this young man into the next level, I am sure he will have the strength and we will remember these patterns that you could hear and listen again. When my little baby girl said, Daddy, and he carries Jeff to the next level, we'll be humble enough to go and receive again. It's a character that is required before the throne. You know, 6 years ago, when Reverend Helen was ministering in an Easter convention on meekness, I thought, I will never get there, but at least I will get somewhere. You know? And somebody over this trip says, Pastor, somebody said to me somewhere in passing, I like your meekness. I said, me? I can't even see it. And as we were worshiping here, I said, if somebody saw some little bit of meekness in me, it took 6 years for a little spring shoot to show forth.
Wow.
So Father God, it's possible. So all the other things she has been teaching on, they got to also come, you know? So I said, look, sometimes it takes a while for these things to manifest. But just keep dying to self. Keep dying to self. I've learned over these last 2 years to die. They have broken me over these last 2 years. If I met you 2 years ago, I would have stunk. I would have come in this room and you would have had to hold your spiritual nose. I was ugly. I was arranged very nastily inside here. Knew a little bit of scripture, had a little bit of time around people of Christ, but I was very stinky. But I've seen how by yielding myself, that I could come inside here and people could smile with me and say, Hans, we love you, Pastor Hans. And it breaks me every time, you know, I reflect, you know, that I could be around God's jewels and I'm not repugnant to them, which is God's mercy. Treasure each other. Do not be familiar when you are around the souls that God is saying he's pouring himself into. Don't come into God's treasure house and be familiar. Amen? Amen. So we're going to listen again, receive of God. God's servant is going to come and he's going to pour into us. And we're going to, as we take the communion and all that stuff, as he leads us into that, we're going to make agreement inside of our hearts to continue in this thing. Amen. Yeah? And look for opportunities to leaven. Not just in numbers. He said something that really stuck out to me, the harvest. Always know that scripture, the harvest is, you know, but the laborers are few. And you always think about addition to the body of Christ. Not so. But not a harvest of increased stature in souls. So he's speaking to a field that is ready, but he wants to see fruit come out of it. Not more planting, but fruit. Amen? He said, look at the leaves. So there is a harvest that is going to happen in the body of Christ. Where it's going to be, we are all going to become fruitful. There's a pruning taking place, which is a cutting off of stems and leaves and stuff so that energies can be given to fruit. Amen? So you've got to lose something. And for me, it was, you know, we hear that story about that rich young ruler. And he couldn't separate himself from his riches. And you think, so I wouldn't love my car or my house too much or my whatever. For me, it was easy to give up natural things. When they came and asked me for my pride, I wrestled with them. You understand? There are some things, we each have our things that is difficult to give up. For some people, it's physical things. For some people, it's who they are. They have built reputations among men. They have built certain... When you find those things, ask God for mercy. Help me to come into agreement. And those are the things that give space so that he could pour himself inside of you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.